Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Lil Nas X fucking the devil, how OnlyFans is banning our little piss babies, and our reviews of Barb and Star. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. P.S. We just hit 300 members of our Discord community. If you are looking for a fun, lovely group of people to join every day on the internet, we would love to have you. It's a welcoming place if you are a fun and flirty girl looking for a fun and funky fam. Come on over. Good morning, Corey. Oh, Jesus, no, not one bit.
Have you considered?
I have. Initially, I did consider, but then I find that it's almost a lot to do. This early on a Monday morning.
Well, wake up, San Francisco.
Sometimes I'll do that when I'm like running at Crouton. Like, I'll just make a noise just to see, like, because certainly he's encountered a lot of things in his life. But, yeah. Like, I'm always like, well, has he seen this?
And
I'm
was he a street dog?
He was a street rat.
Really? Do they know that for sure?
The real response was, I don't buy that.
I don't. You did buy that. You did. You bought it.
I didn't
you purchased
buy
it
that,
and you brought it home.
Okay. You know how
there was
all
a fee to get him?
Yes. Let's talk about it. Finally. Yeah. Let's have the conversation. So when everyone's all don't shop, adopt. So I did. Little
you
did
still
I know.
Have a, you still have a fee, babe.
The organizations that like you rescue a dog from. They're like, yeah, you can rescue this dog for a one-time donation fee. I'm like, so you want to call it shop, but you don't want it to call it shop.
Well, their donations go to like getting the dogs off the street and helping them. The shop is like, don't buy from a puppy mill breeder.
I understand, but I think there's been a little bit of deception. I was told there was not a monetary transaction. Thank God I had money in my Venmo account.
Did they take cash or check?
Venmo, baby, Venmo.
Oh, well.
Actually, I think I sent PayPal. I don't even know. It was a whole to-do.
You know what they say, Venmo, it's where the pets go.
Is it?
Yeah.
I love Petco.
Do you?
I love to browse.
Are you Wetco for Petco?
The studies are in. And 95% of the time I am. Wetco
for Petco.
Yes, ma'am, Pam.
Well, that's great.
Thanks. I'm really just into browsing the squeaky toys. Just fantasizing like, what will Crouton love?
Does he have a favorite toy now?
He's got a bunch of favorite toys.
Is he like one of the ones that rips the stuffing out of toys?
Only when him and Willie are pulling it, like tug of war.
Why don't you get him a tug of war rope?
Well, we have tug of war type things, but one of the long tug of war type stuffies, they ripped the ear off last night, and I said, "Oh, yeah, I know."
Now, what if your whole life you just had to, like, how do they not lose more teeth?
That's what I was wondering, because it's like,
like
it's,
that seems not like if you and I went tooth to tooth on a rope tug of war.
Oh,
do you think you'd lose a tooth?
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel like the wrong bite of like an apple will take a tooth.
Oh yeah, yeah. One of those.
I'm 32 now, baby.
One of those candied almonds from a mall, that'll fuck your tooth too.
The ones in the paper cones.
Yeah, my mom broke a tooth on that.
No. That's scary for me. I think my teeth are, you know, teeth are a high measurable feature.
Mm-hmm.
Where like your teeth health is very what's it called, like proportionate or something to your overall health. It's like an indicator. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So I like
thought, yeah.
If you got a tooth cracking on an almond from the mall, baby, it's over soon.
Oh God. One time I had a male dental hygienist, and I swear he said that if you don't floss, you'll get cancer. And I thought, oh God, this is what we've come to.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Threatening people with cancer.
I think it's a warning shot.
Well, I switched dentists after he said that.
Well, there you have it. And there you have it.
How was your week, baby?
My week was a delight, a true delight.
You're a year older. Lady Gaga's a year older.
I turned 32.
She can now run for president. You cannot.
That's true. I can start laying the groundwork for my grassroots movement.
A real grassroots movement.
I could change the world with it. A grassroots movement. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, does each individual blade of grass have one individual little root? What's the tea on that?
Yeah, baby. So every grass, that's what they say. Every grass has its root. They say every rose has its thorn. Every grass has its root.
Okay. That is a rooty ground.
Makes me think of Groot.
I sometimes say to Crouton, I say, I am Croot.
Croot. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, he's cute.
A lot of boys tell me I am cute.
I call him Crouton. Crootalicious. Crootalicious definition made them boys go bark.
What do you think Crouton's favorite song is?
Crootalicious.
By Fergie?
Yeah. Obvi.
I didn't know he was so crudelicious.
He's always acted crudelicious.
Does he make those boys go loco?
No, he makes those boys go arf.
I feel like you're rehearsing for a
snaggle tooth-alicious.
Your puppy play moment.
His tooth be up in his gums, just working on a snaggle. You're my fraggle.
Wow. Is this what dog owners do?
Yeah, it's shameful.
I mean, yeah. Listen, I just make up songs about being a pig all day long. That's my
Is that what pig
now.
Owners do? Ricky yeah. Dillon?
Does he own a pig?
Some dumb pig.
Some pig.
Some young. Oh, wait. I'm thinking of young... hung and full of cum, but
yeah, that's
about
what
a
they
pig?
Say.
Little piggy.
That's not for me, but maybe for you.
Okay, well, okay, cool. Yeah, it was my birthday. Yes, the rumors are true. We celebrated. If you listened to the last week's episode of the podcast, it was a live recording of an episode, which was recorded for during our birthday Twitch subathon. I did a 12-hour subathon where we raised money for the Stop Asian Hate Community Fund. We raised $10,000 in that 12 hours. We were very excited. It was a success. It was fun. If you were at any moment of that, thank you, Corey. If you were at 30 minutes of that, thank you.
I think I did peek back in later too. What day did I watch you play Animal Crossing?
I mean, it was all a blur for me, so I don't really know. By hour 7, I think I became delusional. Delusional? Delusional.
Did you have a little pee bottle?
No. No, I had a big
Are you being right now?
I got a piss jug.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Important.
It's 2% type of.
Did Squatty Potty sponsor your piss jug?
No, but we are open to that, Squatty Potty. We know you are a listener. So thank you.
Speaking of urine.
Go on.
Did you see that OnlyFans banned public sex?
No.
Well, I saw the headlines. I saw it trending on Twitter. Are you familiar with what OnlyFans is?
I am familiar with OnlyFans. We support sex workers in this house.
Well, I saw that OnlyFans was banning public sex, so I was like, I'll take the bait. I'll click the headline.
You'll take the masturbate?
And then I read it, and it said they're adding banning. I'm ignoring that. They're adding banning public sex to this the list of other things that they ban on their website.
What are the banned things?
Okay, well, necrophilia.
I support some bans.
Incest.
Yeah, okay.
Bestiality.
Okay.
And urine. I thought, who's bringing urine into this?
Yeah, this piss baby says, we've had enough. We haven't had enough. Keep it flowing, actually.
So that's why you do all of your piss play on Cameo.
Amen. If you're looking for a little squirt, if you're looking for a dribble, if you're looking for a splash, if you're looking to make a splash in someone in your life's life,
which
if somebody in your life is feeling blue, but you want them to feel a little bit more yellow, mellow.
Yeah.
Cameo.com/Tyler Oakley.
Do you think
Corey won't do it on his?
No, but hit me up otherwise. Can you believe?
But if you have Saran wrap, you can put it on Corey's. Corey can work with some Saran wrap and shit on it. Ugh. You know about that?
No.
Yeah,
I don't
baby.
Know. I'm not sure I want to.
So it's like you put that. You wrap your. You can. There's a layer of Saran wrap between your naked body and somebody's shit. So it's kind of like you get to dabble in poop play.
So someone's shitting on you, but you're wrapped in Saran wrap?
Well, you don't have to be wrapped. There's just got to be a layer in between. I mean, there
like
doesn't have to be.
There's one laid down like a napkin?
Yes, honey.
Do they tape the corners? Like Saran wrap will, like, if you walk by the wind, Saran wrap will, like,
yeah, you got to be careful. I mean, it's, well, is Saran wrap, that's a brand name. We're just talking about plastic.
Well, some people
cling.
Call it cling wrap.
Cling wrap. Cling wrap.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Speaking of Kling rap, did you see the new Lil Nas X video?
I did. I watched it this morning specifically so that we could discuss here today.
Holy moly. We love to see it. There's nothing we don't love about it. That's my official stance.
I watched it. I skimmed it. I had it on while I ate my oatmeal. I was really expecting more from the Satan grinding. If y'all don't know, Lil Nas X of he's Old Town Road fame.
Jesus.
What did you think I was gonna say? Of Old Town Road fame has a new song called Montero, Call Me By Your Name, right?
Yeah, I don't understand what the Montero is about. I must have missed something plot-wise.
No, I think Montero is his real name.
Oh, really?
I saw a post people were posting on Instagram, and he was like, "Dear Montero, I used your real name in a song, even though I said I never would.
His name is Montero Lamar Hill. There you have it.
Yeah, yeah, yes. So, but I have a lot of questions.
I have a lot of answers.
First and foremost, so I heard all about it all weekend, and then I finally watched it this morning. Like, to be honest, he was really just kind of riding that Satan dick. He wasn't even like really grinding. All the images of him grinding on Satan in hell were just like him sitting there.
What do you mean just sitting there? I think
he was just sitting there.
I think he was doing the damn thing.
If you're going to sit on a dick, move a little.
I think he was moving a little.
I mean, I'll watch it again. It was like him sitting reverse cowgirl, and then it was like a pan out, and I thought, okay, mood. But then, like,
his bussy was on the devil's upper lip. What do you want?
Maybe I'm just used to seeing Cardi and Megan Thee Stallion, like, getting it after their Grammys performance, and I wanted a little more effort. If you're gonna ride Satan's dick, bounce or something.
Is your official review that his video where he pole dances down into hell to twerk on Satan's dick and then kills Satan by cracking his neck, that was not enough for you?
I'm just saying, if Satan's sitting in a throne and
call
you're
me by your tutane
and you're gonna grind, I want movement.
You want to see a hard dick?
I just don't want you sitting there while his dick's inside you. That does not feel good for the top. Ever.
I don't think he was just sitting there, but okay. You know what? Okay. Well, I think he went the distance. I think he did what he had to do.
Well, I've enjoyed the discussion around it. I saw a lot of good tweets and posts. I saw he tweeted, "I spent my entire teenage years hating myself because of the shit y'all preached would happen to me because I was gay. So I hope you are mad. Stay mad. Feel the same anger you teach us to have towards ourselves."
Yeah.
The commentary around it I thought was great. I mean, I liked the video. I'm sorry. I just want a bottom who does more.
You want Call Me By Your... You want Bloom.
I also... he didn't ride a dick in Bloom either. Yes.
Nobody ate the peach, Corey. I'm sorry.
And are we sure it wasn't an apricot?
I'm not sure. You know, I don't know how to read, nor have I ever known the difference. Actually, I don't know if I've had an apricot.
What do you think's a God-tier fruit?
God-tier fruit. Purple grapes. Blueberries.
What do they call the lower level fruit?
Pineapple, low tier.
They call bottom tier?
Bottom tier fruit.
What do you think's a bottom? Wait, is pineapple one of your God tier fruits?
People try to talk shit about honeydew. Honeydew is is up there. Honeydew is higher than cantaloupe.
Would you say honeydew is your second favorite melon after watermelon?
Watermelon is not my favorite melon.
What is honeydew?
It might be honeydew. I don't know. What other melons are there?
These melons.
Honk, honk.
I think I would say honeydew's a bottom tier fruit.
Okay, well,
I'm all part of the berry family. I love strawberries, blueberries, raspberries.
I think raspberries are pretty low for me. Blackberries are pretty low for me.
I think passion fruit is a god tier fruit.
Passion fruit is low for me.
You know what I hate when you're like, what's a god tier fruit? And your friend's like, tomato.
Oh,
fuck
God.
Off.
But tomato is up there.
I'm just mad that they're calling a tomato a fruit.
Anyway.
You know I love tomatoes.
Tomatoes? A little tomatoes with a little bit of salt on them?
I'm wet for it.
Or balsamic vinegar or something?
Balsamic.
Is that what that is?
It's balsamic.
That's what I said, balsamic.
You said balsamic. It's balsamic.
Girl.
It's balsamic, not balsamic.
Balsamic?
Oh my God.
Bus.
Did you hear about Florida Woman?
I'm not moving on from Lil Nas X.
Okay, let's say what else you guys say.
Well, there's not much. Did you see the shoes that he's selling?
Oh, Satan shoes.
Yeah, I listened to a Fox News little bit this morning about it, and they were really up in arms because he was selling 666 pairs, and they got allegedly a drop of blood. Okay.
Should we release 666 something of psychobabble just to get on the news?
Episodes? I'll see you in how
oh,
many
yeah,
more?
Bitch.
We're almost there.
Oh my God. We're not even
we're not
halfway
there.
There.
We're not almost there. I think he's whoever is falling for it to give this promo, Fox News, dumb idiot people.
They wonder why it sold out in a minute.
Dumb. How dumb to like act this like weird faux outrage as if like it's a cultural war. It's like a war on the morals of our country and our children. And it's like
they're all
dumb.
Up is down. Down is up.
They're so dumb to fall for it. It's like it is all just a LOL. He's a troll. Like Lil Nas X knows what he's doing to get promo and attention. I mean, I'm supportive, but like, how like dense do you have to be Fox News to be like to actually think this is Illuminati shit? Or well, you know what? Good for him if it is. But like to just like fall for it to give it promo. It's obvious like that he's playing them like a fiddle, you know?
There's a drop of blood in those shoes.
Hey, remember when Gaga's perfume was like it's supposed to smell like sex and it has real human semen in it.
Did it?
I don't know. I don't really remember
the smell. Did you taste it? I know you tasted it.
I definitely have a bottle somewhere, but I don't know where that is.
Does she still sell it?
I'm sure you can find it on the eBay.
Well, you know I love a fragrance.
Listen, I'm just happy that, you know, Satan was consensual. It felt like the vibes were there. Both,
I don't know if
both
that
beings
looked consensual.
Were feeling it. Satan, yes. What are you talking about? Satan was into it.
If Satan was into it, he would have rimmed him a little.
Maybe the uncut version. Hey, Lil Nas X is very into releasing remixes with
cowboys.
Well, anyone really. I guess there's room for everyone. George Ramsey, is that his name? Or what's?
Oh God, Mason.
Mason Ramsey. Mason
Whatever
Ramsey.
Happened to him?
Well, he's chilling. He's waiting for the remix to Call Me By Your Name.
Is he on The Voice?
Who is going to be on this remix?
I guess I do have other questions. I have no idea who's going to be on the remix. I only can name one other Lil Nas X song.
Yeah, I don't know if I could name another.
Maybe, I wish he would do... Who's a homosexual that he can sing with?
Troy?
Troy's
I only
gonna
know
on,
one.
Troy's gonna be on the Lil Nas X remix. All right,
I don't
you
think,
heard it.
I don't think
you.
I don't think I you, see it.
You heard it here first.
Who would be good? Who would make sense? I mean, I'm just thinking within the queer universe right now.
Barry Manilow.
A Kim Petras situation.
Okay, I could be on board.
I actually could very much hear it. I can hear her voice on that.
And she's all, ooh, ah. What does she say?
Ooh, ah.
Yeah, that.
You know, spooky things.
Jason Derulo.
A Jason Derulo remix?
No. I was just saying how he says his name in all of his songs.
Well, yeah. Did you see this? You wanted to talk about something else, but I forget what that was.
I actually wanted to know, like, what is this all? What is Call Me By Your Name? Like, is Call Me By Your Name something gay men say to one another?
No, baby. It was just kind of like in that one flick.
I know, but like, why is that a thing? Are people all? Is that like I want to fuck myself?
No. It was their code word.
What was their code word? Are you being serious?
Yes, in the movie Call Me By Your Name, it was their little secret language with each other.
Call me your name, and then what? Like then they were gonna go fuck. Or it was just like, I'm just calling you your name and you're calling me I'm calling my name to you.
Would you fuck another Tyler? Let me Google this for you.
Would you fuck another Tyler?
Yes.
Would you fuck another Matthew?
Yes, I have. I've done both.
At the same time?
No, but that would really be a coordinated event. Do you think I would tell both of them if that's what I was doing?
Well, I hope you have your LASIK when it finally happens.
Why? So I can really see it? Take it all
yeah,
in?
Yeah, you can just really experience the moment.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Googling this and it's a lot of words, so I'm not really interested in reading.
Don't read that. You want to hear about Florida Woman?
According to the director, when you call someone by your name, it means totally surrendering. It seems like when you call someone by your name, you are telling others that you hope them loving him just like loving. Girl, before you post a comment in the comment section for me to trust before I read it.
Are you on Quora?
I am on Quora. How did you, Nora?
Are you really?
Yes, honey.
I feel like that's got to be where QAnon stuff comes
from. I Googled one thing. I said, call me by your name. Why did they call each other their names? And here I am in a Quora thread.
One of my friends loves the movie. I'll text him and ask him right now.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
We'll see if he texts me back before the end of the episode.
Hey, okay. So are you going to get the Lil Nas X shoes? That was my final pregunta.
They sold out within seconds. I barely got the limited edition Animal Crossing cards I had to wait in line for last week.
Where was the line? Hopefully digital.
Digital.
A digital line? Were your legs sore?
I had to wake up at 5:30 Pacific time.
You know what? I see people at the... there's a line in town for getting your vaccine. People bring in like... chairs, like it's that one store where you can buy sneakers.
Yeah, they're all waiting in line for Star Wars tickets.
Vaccines are the new Supreme drops or whatever the hell. Kind of, actually.
Oh, Supreme, that store. I remember when people used to fucking line up.
That's what I'm saying. That where people are lined up around the corner. That's how it is right now at all the like health centers.
I saw somebody post in LA that one day they had leftovers and they were all like, where is everybody?
They do. So it's like, but I did see in California they're expanding all of who can get eligibility for getting your vaccine. So God bless.
Starting April
15th. All the vaccines are killing it. Well, not killing it. The vaccines are killing it, not us. This is a pro-vax household. Pro-vax, pro-sex work. Pro Satan bottoming. What I really could have done was I liked all the positions he was doing. I liked all the pole dancing. I liked all the, he was really living his fucking fantasy, you know?
Yeah.
Good for him. There was no holds bars, but he, what I could have done was Satan really could have put his back into it. Talk about Satan a lazy just, top.
Satan could have just sat there. Or that's all he was
Satan
doing.
Satan did just sit there.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you, if I get down to hell and I'm riding it and Satan is just sitting there, if anybody's just sitting there,
I'm
girl,
just saying,
I might as well sit on a plunger. What's the difference? You're not moving. You're not doing anything.
Well,
it's upsetting to me and my girls.
Watch out for splinters.
With what? Oh, a plunger? Whoa. I'm talking about the other end.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
What were you going to say about Florida woman?
Okay, as I say, well, you can pick your own adventure. You want to hear about Florida woman? You want to talk about shrimp tails and cinnamon toast crunch?
I have cinnamon toast crunch shrimp tails written down.
Or do you want to hear about, or do you want to do a little movie update?
Well, I do have a movie update.
I'm aware.
I can get it done quick.
I could go through all three of these topics quickly.
Revenge of the Killer Tomatoes, my first film of the week.
Well, your favorite fruit.
I did not see the first one or the third one. We started with the second one. And I have to say, it was not an easy topic to jump into. I feel like I missed a lot of the plot.
Mm.
It's very in on itself as a joke, but it was really lacking tomatoes.
Needed more tomatoes.
Needed more tomatoes. Apparently in the first one, the tomatoes are everywhere. Because they kept doing, like, they would show footage from the first one. But in the
flashbacks?
Sequel. Yeah, in the sequel, the mad scientist can turn the tomatoes into people. And so, like, all these people are possessed, but they're actually tomatoes or something. I don't really know.
Did they run out a digital budget?
I don't know. It's quite possible. George Clooney's in it.
Hmm.
As the fumbling doctor. He works at a pizza place, but they don't use tomato sauce anymore.
What do they use?
Anything sour else. Cream? Tomatoes are forbidden. He walks through a 7-Eleven or something and he sees like a tomato exchange in the back room. And he's like, George Clooney has always looked 40.
Yeah.
In this movie, I would guess he's 22, but he looks like a full grown eligible to run for president man.
Don't you feel the same with like the Friends cast?
Like even if you watch the Friends cast.
Right.
Like I loved that episode.
I think it was more than one, hun.
When he was the doctor?
Yes, the bumbling doctor.
He was the fumbling doctor. It was good.
Did you ever see either of the Spider-Mans with Tom Holland?
Yes.
Oh, baby, I watched them both last week. And let me say, I'm a fan.
Sexy twunk.
Yeah. And he's of age, so I think you can say that.
I know I can say that, and I know he's of age.
I just think I was very turned off by his lip sync battle, but not because of him, but because of straight culture doing lip sync battle as a whole.
Yeah. I mean, lip sync battle is disgusting, but
Even though his performance was good,
he fucking nailed it. Yes.
Yeah. So I think I've always just been, I haven't really investigated him much other than that. And then,
well, here's
the
thing. He succeeded at something within a world of people using like guy in a wig as a punchline, as opposed to guy in full drag as a celebration of like identity. It has no nuance whatsoever, lip sync battle. Like there is no layer of what Drag Race has. It doesn't even come close. It is only like visually almost kind of similar.
Yeah, and then it's just they cut to like hosts' overreactions. It's just... straight culture.
Go on.
Anyway, I think we were talking about the Marvel movies a couple weeks ago because I was saying my roommate was watching all of them, but I jumped in for a few that I hadn't seen and I thought, all right, I guess I like these Spider-Mans. I'll see the third.
Is the third out?
No. It's supposed to come out this year or next year.
I think I missed one of them.
There's only been two. They're great.
It's hard to keep up with Marvel movies. It really is.
But Jake, I didn't even know Jake Gyllenhaal was in one of them.
Oh, really?
And I thought, okay. Oh, yes, sir.
I watched another flick.
Oh, what was it?
I kind of told you about this one. Cool World. It was very interesting. It's like a Who Framed Roger Rabbit type of like half cartoon, half humans. Mm-hmm. It was a real psychological thriller, a real whodunit. It was we watched it again last night and I still don't know if I understand it all.
Are you interested in watching any new movies?
Like, they're all new to me. What do you mean?
Any movies that have come out in the last 5 years?
I'll get to that.
I wasn't asking you to talk about it. I was just asking you to ask you. I'm not trying to move you along. To be honest,
not really.
Wow, she's in her vintage era.
I'm very much appreciating fun flicks from the 80s and 90s, not from today.
You need to watch The Three Amigos.
It's added to the list.
I think I've got it in my cloud. I'll just give you my login.
Well, Cool World was very interesting. I think it's about like alternate universes. It reminded me a lot of 911, the music video, because it's like it's escapism during trauma, I think. I don't know. I'm really ready for another viewing. Brad Pitt does not act well with imaginary cartoons. That was distracting.
Listen, it was the 80s.
Right. And then I watched Fifth Element, which I had never seen.
I've never seen it. It
was fun.
Space people love it.
I think it was a fun experience. Bruce Willis. You know who's in it? Stacey McKenzie.
Leave your Quora review. It was a fun experience.
It was high camp. It was space drag. It was alien opera. It was, who's that man? Chris?
Pine. Evans.
No,
Rock.
No. Maybe Christy. Even Tucker.
Tucker. Chris Tucker.
Yes, Chris Tucker was in it. Very much giving me, like, a futuristic vlogger, celebrity, influencer.
Oh wow!
It was ahead of its time.
Well, most space movies are, baby.
But I was like, I was shocked because Stacey McKenzie, Spacey McKenzie was in it. Do you know who that is?
Was she Spacey McKenzie?
Hey, there you go. No, she.
Yes, from America's
Canada's
Next
Drag
Top
Race.
Model.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, she was on a few seasons.
Oh, she was on
when
Canada's
Rita Ora
Drag
hosted.
Race. Canada's Drag Race. I'm aware. I was like, oh, look at our girl. I didn't know she was in a fun flick. I didn't know she acted.
Our girl.
She was fun and wonderful. Funderful.
Oh, I like that.
And then my last film was Barb and Star, which I rented, as you know.
And then you didn't finish and then had to rent again.
I did finish it.
Oh.
Did I rented it again?
I think you did.
Did you? No, I bought it last night.
Oh, okay. I was like, I saw another receipt come.
But it didn't charge you. Not on, did it?
No. The second receipt was your own.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to watch it again, so I was like, you know what? I might as well just buy it. It was cheaper to buy than to rent. I rented it for $20, and then I bought it last night for $15.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We had to buy
$35 on Barb and Star, and it was money well spent. I highly recommend. Although you said you didn't like the movie,
I thought it borderlined on a little bit of like SNL, where they're just trying too hard sometimes.
I was down for the ride. I thought it was Kristen Wiig's best movie.
The whole time I kept thinking, thank God Maya Rudolph isn't here. I wouldn't have been able to handle it.
I love Maya Rudolph.
I do too.
But I think I agree that I was happy it was a just a new combination of funny people. Not that there's anything wrong with each of these like funny people, but I was like relieved that it felt fresh in that way.
That was my point.
Because it easily could have just been Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph.
It could have had one and not the other at any kind of pairing is Annie, my point. But I'm glad they weren't there together.
The other person with Kristen Wiig was Annie Mumolo, who I don't know, but was very funny. I enjoyed.
My main thought was that I thought...
Go on.
I thought the Trish skit on the airplane was funny. And that was like 7 minutes of funny. And then the whole movie, I thought, well, everything else could have gone.
Oh, yeah. I didn't necessarily need the guy from 50 Shades doing a musical. Like, I wasn't stoned enough for that. Like, I was stoned enough for the rest of it, but I was very much down for the ride. I thought it was a fun flick where you didn't know where it was going. You didn't know, like, the previews all were they undersold the experience. So I was, like, overjoyed with what it turned out to be. You know?
I felt it was good marketing because they hid the fact that it was a movie I probably wouldn't have enjoyed, and then they still got my money because I rented it because I was curious.
Yes. But I ended up enjoying it. And I thought it was stupid fun, but it had layers of conversation within movies about grief and about friendship and about, listen, I think it did a really good job about like speaking to an audience that is like very much out there maybe halfway through their life type people who feel like they have done what they're going to do in life. And I think it was a good reminder to a lot of people that are probably stuck in a way to push themselves to try a thing or push themselves in like a new way. And I think it was like about like love between friends. I thought it was beautiful. It reminded me of like a trip I would go on with a friend. It reminded me of a trip I would go on with you. Like we would win a race trip. That felt like a race trip. Like, you know, they would walk into the hotel and they were like, you know, they walk into their hotel room and they were like going through all their outfits for the weekend. It felt like a fun movie about friendship. And I loved that.
Well, I would definitely have sex with what's his name.
Oh, yeah. Jamie Dornan.
Oh, yeah. Him.
Oof. Would you have a threesome with him and me if it were me and you on a vacation to Vista Del Mar?
Only if his name was Tyler Matthew and my Tyler. Name was Matthew.
Okay, cool.
Exactly.
What if his name was Corey Tyler's? I think we would have to.
Corey Tyler?
Or Tyler Corey. I'm trying to think
Why
of what's
the
last
adding
name.
Why are you adding an S?
I don't know, because it feels like a last name.
Why can't it Corey's. Be his first and middle name? I mean, I've been told that Corey is a very popular last name.
By who?
Oh, God. When I worked at the bank, this person Who's would always I? Be like, this woman would always come in and be like, are you Lebanese? Corey is a very popular last name. And I was like, it's my first name.
Well,
it's my first name.
Corey, I think that's all the time we have for today.
Oh, Damn. Tune
in. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Tune in next week to find out what happened to Florida Woman.
And I guess we never talked about the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Shrimp Tales. In fact, I wrote it down, but I have no clue what that was about. I was hoping you could explain it to me.
Some guy found shrimp tails in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It be like that sometimes. What's the tea? What's the problem?
He didn't once want I opened, them. He didn't once, want them.
Once I opened a bag of Cheerios, like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Worms.
Ants.
Oh.
Ants everywhere.
I feel like we had worms in ours once.
Well, you know about worms in like Capri Suns.
No.
Yeah, you have to be careful when you like... If you ever feel like you're sucking too hard on a straw in like a high C, there it's a worm. Worms grow in there.
I don't drink juice out of boxes or pouches.
You drink juice out of this pouch, baby.
All right, Tyler, Capri where can people find you?
Capri Daddy. I'm a Capri Daddy.
Yes, I like that.
These are my the goulashes or the coulash or what coulash? What are those?
Cool's cash.
No, the gaucho pants.
Yeah, what about them?
Goulashes? What are those? They've like
galoshes. Those were gloves.
No. The pants that the middle-aged women wear.
Culottes.
Culottes, yes. You know what I did love?
High-waisted culotte denim capris.
You know what I loved in that movie? The talking
carpenter.
The talking club. It's very us.
And they also like went back to that. Too many. They thought that part was funnier too.
I think the amount of times they went back to that, they nailed. I thought the movie was a triumph, start to finish. And if
Honey,
you want to try it out,
go leave
check
it a
out.
Review.
Leave
Quora.
It a review. Leave a review for us on our podcast and the Apple Store. And
send Kristen Wiig some Kohl's cash.
You know that picture of Kristen Wiig in a wig and me in a wig and we look identical?
Yes.
We have the same face, did you know?
Yes.
Okay, that's all.
Wasn't that you who played the villain?
Maybe. Stick around. Stay tuned. Thank you. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me begging someone to hear my story about Florida Woman.
Okay. And you can find me. Where can people find me? I actually don't know. You can find me bussy on the upper lip of the devil.
Honey, just move it. All I'm asking is like move a little. Don't just sit on a dick. It doesn't feel good.
He was moving. Go rewatch the video.
Watch it again.
Thank you. Okay. Have a good life. We'll see you next week. Bye.
All right, bye.